Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Powered Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're interested in a Yamaha golf cart, they've got them. How about an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, you name it, they've got it at Impact Power Sports. Thank you so much for being here. We are off and running. All right, last night, I was doing public address for the Michigan Rangers once again. This is the regional semifinal game. They win this, they go to the regional championship. They were up 1-0 in this one. And things were looking good. You know, soccer, sometimes goals are hard to come by. First half comes and goes. Rangers are leading it. Second half starts. Disaster hits. The team from, I believe it's Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The Siouxland United FC team. They score a goal in kind of like a weirdo play in front of the net. Balls bounce around like a pinball. And it's tied. Shortly after that, maybe 2-3 minutes, the other team has a corner kick. And it's hard to explain, but it looked like the ball kind of defied physics and bent in. I forget the term that you say when the ball is kicked from the corner and it goes untouched into the net. I forget there's some term I heard. Somebody said it, and I go, what the hell is that? Because I am there next to three dudes who know everything there is to know about soccer. That's it. Olympico? Something like that? I think that's right, Nick. Nick is, of course, backup PA announcer for your Michigan Rangers. So Chris D, Colton, and Mari are like, oh, my God, this is fucking terrible. Now it's just like that. It's 2-1. And then a thunderstorm hits. So all the players are ordered off because a big crack of lightning. All right, we got to get the fuck out of here. Players off the field. Fans are asked to go sit in their cars. Off they go. And then the storm hits. And then, all right, so now it's 2-1, and the game is in delay. For every bolt of lightning, you have to wait like half an hour. And it's cracking all over. Even after the storm blew through, there was plenty of lightning in the area. And each one of those, it's like, all right. And so it got to a point where I was being told, hey, the game's probably going to be called, and we're going to lose 2-1, and then the dream dies. Not so. They did play it, and they did come back, and they did win. I regret not being there. Chris D said, he goes, ah, dude, you can go. We'll just have Colton do the last 20 minutes of the game. No big deal. Like, all right, I'll get the fuck out of here. Nobody in that room thought that they were going to play soccer. But now I'm kicking myself because I wish I had been there to see this unfold. It was glorious from what I'm understanding. And I've got video to show you. Clown of Carnage says it was amazing. I watched the end on YouTube. That being Nick, backup PA announcer for the Michigan Rangers. I've got even better clips for you because there was a person who was right near where the game tying and game winning goals happen. And they shot great video. So let's get into that video. You're going to love this. You're going to see, okay, we're in the white. TJ something something of the Michigan Rangers scores a goal. This is outstanding. It all unfolded like this. Nice move. What a goal. What a goal. And then the Selly. We're tied at two. Then, lightning strikes again. This play right here. How fun is that? Nice feed, too. I don't know who the dude is that set him up, but boink, and then whammo! That dude's name is Chris Mendez, and that was really late in the game. I don't know if that was extra time, but it was definitely late in the game. Oh, that's pretty. That is some pretty stuff. I wish I was up in that booth with those boys. God damn, would that have been fun. And there you go. They win. Now, they're not hosting any more games. They now travel. If they win anymore, they'll be on the road playing. Nick says that was about 3 minutes after the previous goal. There's about 10 minutes or so left. They rolled into extra time, and that was it. They ended up getting the win. That's huge. I'm happy for those boys. Outstanding job. So they'll play Saturday in Rochester, New York. And we'll be watching. Before the game, though, it seems like every single game that I do there, there's some degree of awkwardness. Something happens awkwardly. Now, typically, it's my fault, too. You know, I forget a name here. I say the wrong thing there. I'm in the press box, and typically the list of names features some challenging names, and I usually walk over to the other team, and they help me out with the pronunciations. Chris goes, yeah, see that lady down there on the visiting team bench? I go, yeah. He goes, that is the wife of the coach. I bet you she'll know, because there was no one else out there. I go, all right, yeah, okay, cool. And I don't know, maybe he set me up or something, because I march my little ass down there, and I go walking on the field. I go, hello, Matt. This is full Eric Zaitunian. I go, hello, madam. How are you? Welcome. I am the PA announcer, Eric, and I am working on the names. And rumor has it that you know them because you are the wife of the team coach. And she's not. She's not at all. She goes, no. I go, okay. She goes, I am the owner of the team. I'm like, what the fuck? It's just, there's always these moments that just keep surfacing now with so much regularity. And I go, I apologize. Well, of course, I recovered excellently. I said, well, you no doubt know every one of the names of these players forward and backward. And she says, yes, I do. And then she helped me. But I'm like, I get up there, I go, how the fuck did you come to the conclusion that she was the wife of the team coach? He just laughed in my face, into my head. I'm like, you're doing this on purpose. This accident, you did this just to make me look like an asshole. I have enough problems on my own looking like an asshole. David says, you are better off not talking to anyone with your track record. 100%. 100%. I tell you what, this multiple days off, this little working vacation I'm taking, couldn't happen soon enough. Rebecca says, keep it super generic. Hello, ma'am. I hear you're associated with the team. Would you be willing to help me with X? Yeah, you're right. I kind of get in my own way. I'm very clumsy when it comes to this. Jeremy says, this isn't on you, EZ. You were fed bad info. All right, I've got breaking news to get to. Thank you to Chris K. And thank you to Bob and PA for tipping me off. Yet another day has passed where your old pal EZ gets a nice little love tap, a gentle nudge, if you will, from our pals on Free Beer and Hot Wings. It has happened yet again today, live on the air. And I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. The way this one unfolded, they were playing. In fact, I'll just read it to you. It's always, I get a warm feeling when I get texts like this. 735, EZ referenced. Show living rent-free in your head. Give me some context. He writes, they were playing a dumb game identifying idioms or sayings. And the saying was, living rent-free in your head. Okay, so yeah, Greg would give like clues to the idiom, and then the gang would guess. You know, that's a staple of this show. It's a regular thing. Now, let's get into it. This is how it unfolded, ladies and gentlemen.
Phrase it this way. For 400, a person you're having obsessive thoughts about is living this cost-related way in your head.
Maitland.
What is rent-free?
Correct. Y'all ever live rent-free in somebody's head?
Hell yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. 1,000%.
We live together, don't we?
Yeah.
It's like real world in that brain.
Yeah.
That is outstanding. Excellent. Thank you. Again, I don't know why you do that. You don't need to do that. It's foolish to do that. Why do you feed the machine? All that does is indicate that I am living rent-free in your head. Why breathe life? You know full well that is what I live for. That's why I do this. Why in the world do you constantly make the same mistakes? I don't know. Again, all that does is makes my job that much easier. Stevie says that one line was funny, though. Made me laugh, too. It's like the real world in there. Rebecca says, y'all are neighbors in each other's heads. Here's the thing, and that's commonly thrown out, that they're in my head. And I get that. It sure as hell does look that way. It absolutely looks that way. It's unavoidable. So I get whenever anybody says that. It's just not that simple, though. You have to understand, there is a great degree of fodder. Today, if I was sitting there going back and talking about getting fired and how mad I am, yeah, I mean, that's embarrassing, frankly. But I'm talking about how shitty you are today. Like, what you did today is shitty. And I'm not doing it because I want to get back at you. It's because it's outstanding to illustrate how shitty you are. That's what's happening. Again, I get it. It's very simple to throw that out. Oh, he's just obsessed. I get it. I know. And if I have to I could talk about this every day and nobody would hear it. It would go in one ear and out the other about why it is this happens. Rebecca hits the nail on the head. I wouldn't say they live in your head. They're just so bad that it would be a disservice for you to not call them on their shit. And let's be honest. Not only that, but the drama involved with that show is outstanding. It's fantastic. There's no one else qualified to talk about that show than me. No one else. And I am very good at it. All right. I mean, that's everybody knows that. Case in point, today on Who Are These Free Beers at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, there's a real head scratcher segment that we review. And I'm not going to play any of it, but I'm just going to describe it to you. The segment is Free Beer Describes Animal Movie Stars. And you have to guess what movie that the animal was in. It's another game. So, yeah, I know. There's really nothing more to say. That's the segment. In fact, I take it back. I actually will play one clip because in the previous segment, Free Beer teases this segment. And it's not much of a tease, but this is how he does it.
Animals, they're just like us, but they're not because they're different.
Okay, that's not the one I was looking for. The one I was looking for is, that was the wrong one. Okay, I feel like an asshole. This is the one I wanted. This is the tease.
On the way, who are the greatest animal actors of our time, and do we actually know any of them?
Who are the greatest animal actors of our time, and do we know any of them?
Probably not, but we'll find out together.
Probably not, but we'll find out together. Okay, so you don't know the animal actors, but you're still going to do a segment about who are the best animal actors of all time, and who the fuck is going to have a segment about who are the greatest animal actors of all time?
Who are the greatest animal actors of our time? And
who
are the greatest animal actors of our time? And do we actually know any of them? Probably not, but we'll find out together. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Yeah, that's a hell of a tease. Who are the great animal actors of our time? And do we know any of them? We'll find out together. All right, so there's 14 animal actors, I guess. Does anyone even describe them as animal actors? Even that's weird. And he goes ahead and does that, and then they have to guess. And then they earn points. Now, if that isn't begging of a review, I don't know what is. And if you want to go ahead, if anybody wants to go ahead and say, yeah, that's you're doing that because they're living rent-free in your head. No, asshole. I'm trying to illustrate how shitty this show is because it sucks, and people like listening and watching when we do that. It's a show. I'm not doing it and no one's paying attention to the goddamn show. If I do a show about Greg or Chris or the whole show and call it Who Are These Free Beers, people pay attention. Now, if you want to say that's living rent-free in your head, well, fine. I don't give a shit. Cole says, remember when you guys did games on Fridays and actually did a good show the rest of the week? Now all they do is games and all the contestants suck. Steve, Maitland, Hot Wings, Tommy, and Miss Cheese. The games were funny with Zane and Saint Gaslight. Yeah, you know, I mean, say what you will about Joe, but Joe was funny. It's too bad he kind of fucking flipped out, but... Piano Finger Banger says, how the hell did the show go from Lindsay Lohan Freedom Machine to this shit? Tyler says animal actors like the owl who played Hedwig in Harry Potter. Who the fuck cares? Well, I actually do care about that. I loved fucking Hedwig. Jeremy says Taco Bell Chihuahua. Molly goes with the Target dog. All right. So there you go. If that means you're in my head rent-free, well, all right, guilty. But a lot of people like it. But you do you, big fella. You know what's embarrassing? You want to talk about something that should be addressed. The fact that I say the miserable shit that I say about your ugly wife, your ugly husband, and you don't say anything, you don't say a word. You actually let me get away with that. Can you imagine if somebody said something horrible about Pooh Bear, how much I would rush to the defense of her? Greg doesn't even do that. He's such a beta. He just lets that go unchecked. And that surprises nobody because he's a fucking huge pussy. All right. Well, your husband's ugly and she's got a nose worse than mine. Becca Shea says Flipper. Ben Air Bud. Rebecca says Free Willy. Ben says this is so stupid. We'll break that down and more on a 6 p.m. edition of Who Are These Free Beers coming up on my Patreon today. All right. There was some controversy today on the radio show on Q100. Yesterday, there was an event between two of the personalities, JC and a guy named Rich. Rich Calkins and JC do a sports show on Friday on Q100's sister station, Up North Sports Radio. And they're like, hey, it was a friendly wager, and they're raising money for a charity. There's a charity involved, and, you know, so people are, whatever, putting some money in behalf on them, raise a few hundred bucks, $1,000, whatever. And what these guys are going to do is, in conjunction with the Canoe Marathon, which happens on the 26th of July, and there's a lot of buildup between now and then, they're going to do this charity race. JC is with a pro paddler, and Rich is with a pro paddler, and they're going to race the first leg of this race, which is a 6-mile canoe race. It's going to take them about an hour. 5:30 yesterday, leaves Penrod's livery, and then off they go. Well, I get a text that I'm like, okay, what does this mean? Can you find a clean way to say motherfucking cheating motherfucker on the air? Well, I don't know what that means. Well, then I find out that eyewitnesses at the charity event described it like this. This is what I was, the information that I was given. The race starts. Rich and Jeff take off. JC and Bill are behind. All right, good luck, guys. Good luck. Everybody drives to the finish line and waits, drinking beers, hanging out. And then the final bend, JC and Bill cross the finish line. Yeah, all right. Okay, great. Pat them on the back. 5-10 minutes later, Rich and Jeff show up. And then Rich gets out of the canoe. He goes, well, that's weird. We finished second, but nobody passed us during the race. And then people are like, oh, boy, what's going on? It turns out that there was a spot in the river where there was a bend, like it doubles back. JC and Bill put their canoe on the shore. They got out, they picked it up, and they ran through the fucking woods and put it in the water on the other side of the area there, and now they're in the lead. They, like, cheated. So I'm like, what? So then on the air, I mentioned that. And now if that's me, if I'm on the cheating team, I love that. And I'm going to embrace that. And then I'm going to lie and cheat. If I'm going to cheat, I'm going to cheat hard. But JC like admitted to the cheat. And I was like, oh, you can't admit it. You gotta. So I went on the air today after I found this information out, and I'm playing songs like Cut Across Shorty by Rod Stewart and all these songs about cheating and lying and loser and dedicating them to JC. Well, he gets pissed. This is the owner of the radio station. He gets pissed off. And I'm like, there's no fucking way this guy's getting pissed off. But he was. He's pissed. First, I noticed that I missed calls from him. And then after I missed the calls, he texted in. If you are going to spend the entire show calling me a loser and a cheater, you had better get the whole story. And I wrote, well, fire away. He says, can't be texted. Very involved. Did you see the video on Q100 Michigan? So in the video on Q100 Michigan, it starts. And JC and his teammate and then the other two are there. And it turns out that Rich and Jeff have a racing canoe. Very different than like a leisure canoe. A racing canoe is much faster. You have to put in barely any effort and you're going to go much faster than an old school canoe like JC's team has. So that was the start. Now, I do not have that information. I said, I'm just going by eyewitness reports. And he says, well, they broke the rules first by using a racing canoe. That was not agreed upon. And for the record, every team gets out of the river during the race, Eric. So he's referencing something else when they get by dams and stuff like that. And I go, yeah, well, do they run through the woods and cut 12 minutes of time off? I said, it sounds like you're just justifying cheating, LOL. Well, he gets even more pissed. Now I realize he's serious because he writes, you know what? Fuck it. Say whatever you want. You always do. Great look for you always getting half the story. And I wrote, LOL, and I'm hoping he'll like back down and laugh it off, but he's not laughing. He says, even better to run the owner of the company into the ground without all the facts. I wrote, oh, relax. It's all in fun. The key is you raise money for the charity. He's not backing down. He says, it's not fun for me. I'd like to think I have some of a reputation, but have at it. And I wrote, all right, I'll leave it alone. He goes, no, put me on and I'll give the rest of the story. It sounds like the audience is interested. Now with that, I'm like, all right, good. I like that. I said, I'll call you in about 10 minutes. So then I put him on, and he explained. And so after he said that, I go, all right. So what I'm getting at here is, what I'm understanding by what you're saying is, they were the first cheaters, and that was a premeditated cheating. Your cheating was spur-of-the-moment cheating to get back in the race. Safe to say? Fair? And he goes, yes. I go, all right. Well, there we go. And so, you know what? I'm actually glad they did this. This is the type of shit that you do when you want to be remembered. Because if they just raced and then the guys in the faster canoe won by 10 minutes, I mean, who cares, right? Now we've got something to talk about. And you know that drama always wins. If it had been me, I would have maybe been a little bit more bombastic about it, but that's just me. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is the story is out now, and everybody's all about it. So now you've got, this is the first time we've ever done this event at the radio station. It's never been done before. So now it's like, well, we got a plan for next year. And I go, well, yeah, you should. And you should do it full cheating. Like, cheating is encouraged. Now it's great. Because you cheated. And, you know, I got a ton of mileage out of it. You're going to get mileage out of it. It's awesome. Badger says that cheating is awesome. Stevie points out, years ago, my friend's dad was in a race and he got caught coming out of a car near the end of the race. Somebody picked him up.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Bob says, does he have the tower light fixed yet? No. No, he doesn't. And that what's known about that tower is that tower, like where we're at, every radio station has a tower, but that one is in particular is unbelievably tall. It looks like the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. It's so high. And it's not only supposed to have a light on top, but all the lights going all the way down it lit up. And now we're down to zero lights lit as of this moment. It's a 3,000-foot tower. It's not quite that high, but it's tall. You won't find a tower bigger than that one anywhere. And it's a stone's throw away from the United States' largest National Guard base. There's birds and choppers in the air all the fucking time around that place. It sounds like a war zone all the time with the choppers. And there's a stupid tower not even lit up. I go, dickhead, you're going to have a helicopter hit that fucking thing. Maureen says cheaters never prosper. Does that dummy not know that? Well, I don't know. Bob says losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. I've not heard that. Badger, if the canoe stays wet, it's not cheating. Piano finger banger. About to add this gig to the long list of gigs you've been fired from. Maureen says, I thought his wife owned the radio station. Well, they're a team, but I mean, come on now. It's her. Tyler says a canoe race scandal is definitely a big deal in an HLL area, also known as Hudsonville Little League area. Tyler adds positive steroid tests required prior to race time for next year's Pros and Joes canoeing competition. Cole says these podcasts will be used as evidence in the future helicopter crash trial. Hang on, I need a drink of water. Every time I see him, I go, JC, what? I go, are you aware of the fine if it is found out that your tower is not lit? Are you aware of that? It's not that easy, Eric. I go, what are you talking about? It's not that easy to get those tower lights changed. I go, I know this. There's very few qualified individuals who are able to do it safely. But let's look at the alternative. These are your options. Do nothing and have a gigantic risk of a huge fine. Do nothing and have a larger than life risk of helicopters flying into it. And then what? Or pay the freight, get some dude up there to change the fucking light bulb. Tyler says, first you have to hire someone, then they have to do the job. There's nothing harder than that. All right. So that's part of what I was excited about today. And that unfolded on the air. That was probably my favorite moment on Q100, being involved in that nonsense. All right, a little bit of senioritis going on today. As tomorrow is my last day of broadcast for this podcast until the 28th of July, which is a Monday. And that's going to be a big Monday for us when we come back, because you're going to have the regular broadcast slash podcast day. And then in the evening at 6 p.m., we have added a show to Patreon. It is Big Fraud Book Club Review Day, where we will be reviewing Nikki Sixx's Heroin Diaries. That was the book chosen by book club member Maureen. Everybody's reading it, and we will discuss it on Monday at 6 p.m., Monday the 28th. If you want in on book club, all you got to do really is get the book and read it. But the best part is probably going to be the discussion about said book. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, the parts you hated, the parts you loved, the dynamic between us as a group, one-of-a-kind show, every show. And so, yeah, you can go cheap book club and just get the book and read it. Do let me know, though, that you want in, because I just like to keep track of how many people are in it. That's no pressure. Other than the cost of the book, it doesn't cost you anything. However, if you want to be involved in the conversation, then you got to be on Patreon Tier 2. Tier 1, you can listen to the audio after it finishes. But Tier 2, you can actually be part of the Zoom discussion about the book, of what we are consuming. That's fun. People getting together and discussing that shit. Now, books aren't for everybody. Some of you are just like, fuck reading. I don't care. Whatever. If you do it, you do it. If you don't, that's fine. All at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you to Derek D., who really wanted to be in book club. So he joined, and then he was tier one on Patreon. He upgraded to tier two, and he paid for the whole year. When you pay for the whole year, I'm going to knock 10% off, whether it's just audio. So if it's $60 a year for the audio, it's $54. $120 for the audio, video, live streams, first crack at new material. It's now $108. He paid $108. He doesn't have to worry about it for a year, and he saved 10%. Thank you. All right. Shane Gillis was on the ESPYs, and he's really funny. I've always liked him. I'm probably going to get some type of Twitch ticket, but I don't care. He had a lot of great jokes. He said into the prompter, I didn't write it, to a couple of the jokes, at least one of them, when he thought that the joke sucked or it bombed or was too harsh. I don't care. He's just funny. I mean, it doesn't matter what that guy's saying. He's a funny dude. His star is unbelievably high right now. There was a time when it wasn't. He had gotten the gig at Saturday Night Live years ago. And it was during that time when the second anybody had something positive happen to him, they'll go back into your posts and they'll find something nutty that happened on a show or a podcast or a crack you made. And then the next thing you know, you're out of work. That happened to him. Like, got the gig. It was announced. By the end of the day, he didn't have the gig. Thank God that that kind of went away. I really like this guy's style. He's funny. I want to share his opening monologue. This is what's getting all the attention. I'll say this, that the jokes on these are always funnier than the way it seems the reaction is. Now, if I ever see a comic Rarely do I sit there and just crack up. I always, if I like them, I'm usually quiet with a little smile on my face because I'm really enjoying what they're doing. And I already know it's going to be funny, but I'm not, I've rarely been a laugh out loud type of person whenever I'm watching a comic do their thing. I'm more likely to laugh if they bomb.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro.
I don't know who that is. Is he? I think he's a basketball player. He looks like a rapist there.
And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble.
Okay. That's a reference to him playing basketball. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver because Joe thinks he's an alien. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason. It's an alien joke.
What? What's his name? Pat McAfee.
What are you boot up there, dude? Shut up.
Okay, that. I like it when he does that shit.
Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that. The New York Knicks had a great season. Yeah, hell yeah. Carl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
I'm so out of
Shador here. Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl.
Definitely. There he is.
Definitely not nepotism, right?
That's him. Oh, that's probably my favorite. God, that's great.
All right. It's a big year for the WNBA. I love Caitlin Clark. Kate, yeah, hell yeah. So, Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. Yeah. All right, there you go, lighten up a little. This is not serious.
Referencing the crowd, just, I mean, those are good jokes, and he's delivering them well. Why are you guys weird?
We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women. There's one thing I want to say before I get out of here, and this is a dumb joke. You guys aren't going to like it, but it was, it's just a Norm Macdonald joke that I loved when he hosted the ESPYs, and I'm going to do it now. Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy this year. He's the first defensive player since Charles Woodson to win the Heisman. Congratulations, Travis Hunter. Winning the Heisman, that's something they can never take away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case they can take that away from you. Well, I see a lot of you don't like me, and that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, that joke. I wouldn't have done the last one. That was kind of stupid. I don't know, maybe he was doing it as like to honor Norm Macdonald. Whatever. Maureen says she likes Shane Gillis. Tyler says, I'm glad you're talking about this. Norm hated OJ so much. That was great. It was wonderful when it happened. I should probably pull that up. Norm Mac. God damn it, I can't type Macdonald. SB's OJ joke.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you.
This is like during the trial.
Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Fucking great. So, you know, I mean, I always like it when the comics make people uncomfortable. That's good. It's a mixed bag of people. It's kind of like if you're really any good, you got to stick true to your stay true to yourself. If you just throw out shitty saccharine jokes, you know, I think you can hurt yourself. So that was a good job all around by Shane Gillis, and he is very, very funny. All right. Thank you to the folks who are watching on Facebook and on YouTube. I appreciate you. If you want the rest of the show, though, it's on Twitch. You can follow me, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive, or download the Twitch app and just search Eric Zane Live. It's all there. If you want the audio podcast after, it's available wherever you download shows. So however you consume the show, it's totally cool. Whatever works best for you. If you're like, ah, damn it, I could use some more content, or you know, my work day is really long. I wonder what happens on that Patreon. I put hours and hours of material up there every single week. And it's just something more for you to check out. And it is not driven by sponsors at all. It is driven only by your dollars and cents. Thank you. So if you want it, you got to pay for it. It's $5 a month for all the audio. You can add that to your listening. Or $10 a month for the audio, video, live streams, Zoom participation, first crack at new material. Like if we do Who Are These Free Beers and Ben and Eric today. You get it right then if you want to be part of it. Otherwise, it takes a day or two. And then it is available on the audio portion of your Patreon subscription. So whatever works best for you. And I make this really easy with a 7-day free trial. When you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, you can sign up for 7 days free. And if at any point during that you cancel it, you still get the rest of the 7 days. And then it just ends. Or if you're like, ah, you know what, I like it. It'll charge you at the end of it. And you can even do it like this. You can sign up and then quit and you still get the 7 days. And then you're like, oh, it was great. I want to keep it going. Just go back into your profile and re-enable that card, toggle it on, and it'll charge you accordingly, $5 or $10 a month. And of course, there's that 10% off option if you decide to pay it all for a whole year. What is $60 for the audio is $54 when you pay for it by yearly. And what is $120 is $108. I take 10% off when you sign up for a year. And before I let you go, if you ever want to say anything to me via email, some of you lately have been making fake email accounts and then sending me emails, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Saying numerous horrible things. Yesterday, I had a guy laughing in my face about being suicidal in 2016. Swear to God. It was the same guy that threatened Jeremy with a fist fight. I was like, what? How the fuck? Holy shit. It was one of those Segment 18 stooges. Anyway, if you want to email eric@ericzaneshow.com, that is on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. eric@ericzaneshow.com. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Sponsors make this show possible. I'm going to start with my latest sponsor. It is Oakland Auto Detailing. And there was a video that I shared. You got to see this. Oakland Auto Detailing made it so that my car looks brand new. I'm going to start with just the pics. This is the car when it's done. That's Eric Powie. He runs the show. Him and his wife, Kristen, are the two employees of Oakland Auto Detailing. That's one of the wheels, how it looked when I handed it off to Eric. This is how it looked when I got it back. You could eat off that thing. This is the paint, how it looked on the vehicle above the door handle when I dropped it off. And when I got it back the next day, that same spot looked like this. How the fuck? How does that happen? All these scratches and imperfections and shit looks like that. This is a, like the paint on the left side and the paint on the right side. That's what he did to the finish. He says it's a half and half showing how many car wash scratches were polished out of this paint. Max shine restored. I didn't know that when you get a car wash, you're scratching your car. That's embarrassing. That's the floor mat. And that's how it looked when he got done with it. Center console lid. Left side is before. Right side looks new and feels new. I think this is jizz right here. Wow. Car looks great. This picture is the same dude back in 2010 at the Think Fast game show. I don't know why he's wearing a suit. I know I was wearing a suit because I was a host. And this is us now. I got reacquainted with him because Oakland Auto Detail had made a comment on one of my posts. So I reached out to E, and now he's a sponsor. If you want more information, follow them on Facebook. All their information is there. In fact, the phone number. So look, Allegan County's number one detailing pro, 127 Google reviews, polishing, ceramic coating, and more. They make the finish look that way through that ceramic coating. And so I said to him, I go, what does that even mean? How does that work? And he gave me like the quick tutorial. Whereas you might like put a wax on, wax off. Ceramic coating is different. And it starts as like a liquid and it goes on the car and then it's applied. And then I guess there's some magic light he puts on it. And the ceramic coating bonds to the paint. It's like future shit. Scheduling is quick and easy. Just call or text Eric, 616-510-3470. Because every vehicle is different, we provide individual pricing for each job. Someone had said to me, I think it was Stu McAllister, how much did it cost? This is what E.
Hey, we take calls and texts every day, and I'm thankful for them all. And oftentimes the question is, how much? Or perhaps that really means I'm looking for the best price. Well, if you're looking for the best price, I'm here to tell you today, we have the best price here at Oakland. If by best price, you mean what you get for your money. The value here is maxed out. Your vehicle leaves looking unlike you ever seen it. And the customer experience has no comparison. If what you mean is you're looking for the lowest price, I've never had anybody call me back who is looking for the lowest price. That's just not where we exist. We make vehicles look their very best, and you can scroll our page for really days if you want to see vehicles that leave here looking amazing. And behind every one of those vehicles is an owner who decided this is the value I was finally looking for. Check our Google reviews for proof of that. Check us out, Oakland Auto Detail. We've got the best price.
I think that this...
Hey, we take calls and texts every day, and I'm thankful for
them. Potential that the response that Oakland Auto Detail gets from the Zane Show podcast audience could possibly be off the charts.
Hey, I'm here with Eric Zane, your favorite radio voice. Zane, how was your experience here today?
What I think about what happened here is turning back the hands of time. Ceramic coating on the car, game changer. Inside, outside. the wheels on this Accord. You said you wanted to make them shine, and they absolutely do. There's no brake dust on them. Everything about this is fantastic. Diana is so incredibly happy. I'm so incredibly happy. It's like you get a brand new car. I can't stress this enough. The importance, if this is a great gift, oh my God, if you got this like for your wife for a gift and she doesn't know it, and oh my gosh,
wow,
you bring home a car that's brand new, it's absolutely a game changer. And I am so happy that we got this done. You guys are awesome.
I appreciate you guys coming in with your Honda Accord. Enjoy.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, good for you.
You heard the drops. This was a huge listener of my previous show. And like I said, he was nothing but helpful. I'm so glad to reconnect with him. Nick says, wow, someone heavy on that brake pedal. That shouldn't surprise you. This is Pooh Bear's car. So there you go. Oakland Auto Detail. Stevie says, does he listen now? Yes. Bob says, have him clean up the embellisher. Nah, I don't want to do that. Man Bun Chris says he does great work. Jeesh. OaklandAutoDetail.com. Do we get the easy discount if we go? That looks great. We haven't gotten that far. I think just call him and get your car done. Is all the only offer I have for you. David says, I don't do Facebook. Do they have a website? And thank you, Chris, for providing that. And all their information is there on that website. David says, this is a sponsor I could get behind. You know, I know that, and I know you even tried to get behind other sponsors in the past. Do you remember the guy who had the, it was such a bummer. The lawyer who, he did a great job for me. I cannot believe this happened. I kind of want to bang on his door and say, what's going on there? I had that dude who would draw up your last will and testament and trust and all that shit for you. And he did it for me. We actually traded it out. And then I talked about him on the show. And then people are like, oh, God, that's a great idea. I've always been meaning to do that. As I get older in life, I want to make sure that all my ducks are in a row and everything's taken care of. So if I kick the bucket, I don't want anything going to probate. Poor David. He goes out of his way, reaches out to the guy. They get the ball rolling, and then the dude ghosted him. The fuck? Nick says, I love the color of that car. Always thought it was sharp looking. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right. So that is my latest sponsor, Oakland Auto Detail. The way you do it is you just drop it off at Oakland Auto Detail the day before. You pick it up the next day. Done. Brancho says, my favorite car I've ever owned was an 03 Honda Accord. Absolute banger. I bought that 06 Honda Accord brand new. That was the first brand new car I ever purchased in my life. And it was so disheartening for me because I was driving it to work here in Grand Rapids to the radio station. And I got off on Market. Some of you know where I'm driving on 196 toward downtown, and I got off at Market. There's that wastewater treatment plant right there. And I was touching the touch screen. I'd never had a touch screen before in a car. And I was messing with the navigation. I was like, oh, my God, it's so high tech. It's so future. Well, I ended up veering off of the road and hit the curb so goddamn hard that I destroyed various components of the front end. I limped the car into the... It's got like 10 miles on it, you know? I've already fucked it up. Car limps into the radio station. The wheel is like akimbo. You know, it's all bent, but it's still running. I look like I just jumped the Grand Canyon in this fucking thing. I'm like, holy shit. I went ahead. I took it in. They had a hard time repairing it because a lot of times if somebody has a car that's you do that type of damage to it, you can tell what's fucked up. But because everything was brand new, it was difficult to pinpoint various things that could or might not be fucked up because there's like no rust or dust or dirt or debris on anything. It's a brand new fucking car. Jesus, fucked up the car right after I got it new. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.